Everybody, welcome back. Well, welcome back if you took time between module one or kind of the introduction and now we're on to module one. I want to say congratulations for moving forward. You know, again, most of the world talk about wanting more. Most of the people complain about what's not happening, but most people won't take the time to go through a course like this and to take that uncomfortable action, to learn new capabilities, to be open-minded. You know, some of you watching today, this is second nature to you. Personal development, success strategies, success habits are stuff you study and learn all the time. Other people, this might be your first go-around and you're like, does this stuff really work? Can I really shift what's in here and it shift the outcome, right? Can I really dream it up at first and then make it a reality? No matter where you are on that spectrum, I want you to know you're in good company. I've been wherever you are, I've been there, and I know the other side. I know when you finally realize that if you get your mindset to be unstoppable, when you create and adapt new success habits, you become unstoppable. You get to achieve that next level of life. Listen, I don't think we could be alive during a more volatile time in history. The shifts happen quicker. Yes, throughout history, there's been so much chaos and craziness, but it seems like that was kind of the little kid's roller coaster. Because of technology, because of us all connected virtually around the world, all of a sudden it shifts, like things happen really fast, right? So I think you being here right now is probably the best time in history. So thank you for having faith in me. And I want you to share something. If you're not where you want to be in life, remember, it's not always your fault. I meet so many people say, Dean, I had so many great chances, but I missed it. I procrastinated. I hesitated. I let an old belief get to me. I was scared. I let my husband talk me out of it. I let my family talk me out of it. I can't believe I was so dumb. I want to tell you right now, give yourself permission and forgive. Give yourself permission to forgive yourself is what I should say. We can't do anything about the past, but you're here. And a million other things could be going on in your life, but you're here gaining new capabilities. And what if all of that, all of the things that went sideways, all of the things that didn't work or fell through or people let you down or you missed or you were lazy, who cares? What if all of that was designed so you could be right here, right now, while this world is shifting? Listen, most of us weren't taught these strategies. I know I wasn't until Tony Robbins introduced me to them, right? And then I dug deeper, aggressively, obsessively, and put all these things in place like you could never believe, like, and failed on so many of them. And then I succeeded. That's how I fine-tuned these skills. And that's the journey we're all on. If personal development is your life, I'm so happy that you're here. This is time to fine-tune. It's like we're doing another kick-ass workout together. If it's new, then we're starting in the gym. And this is an incredible journey for you. You know, right now I want to start with, and in module one, we're going to go through the 7 steps. I'm calling the 7-step shifting world roadmap. The 7-step shifting world roadmap. And think about this. Napoleon Hill said, self-discipline is the key to harmonizing your thought patterns with your specific goals and purpose. Think about that, right? And I want to show you this one. This leads me right into number one. We're going to go through 7 shifts, the 7 that you must know. Productivity does not equal income. Now, I want to share something. We are going to be talking about success in all areas of your life. But one is financial freedom. One is having the ability to cut checks to solve problems, to help other people, to donate, to retire your spouse, help your parents out, put money away for your children. Whatever that is, that's part of success. And we're talking about the accelerated success formula. But the first one, the first shift is productivity. And I love this slide for a reason. This slide that shows that productivity has nothing to do with income, happiness, success, or joy. You could be running on a treadmill as fast as you can, turn it up to 12, you're still not getting downtown. And this graph shows that. If you look since 1960, productivity and income, hourly compensation was about the same. And then 1980, something happened. Technology, people working harder, faster. Productivity kept on that same trajectory. In fact, it exponentially started to grow, but income didn't. And I want you to think about that. Income didn't grow. Look at the wage trends. Since 1980, the top 1% has gone up 138%. The bottom 90% has only gone up 15%, creating this gap. I want to show those 2 slides for a reason. I saw those about 7 years ago when I was writing Millionaire Success Habits. They're in that book, but the older version. And we just updated them to now. And I haven't looked at those slides since then, but they impacted me in a way for two reasons. One, I don't care how fast you're going, right? You might be the person, most of you, if you're here, you're doing more than anyone you know. You're saying yes to things that'll change your life. You're doing the studying, you're doing the work at night, you're doing the work when no one's watching. You could be busy as heck, but you're like, why am I not getting the money? I'm productive. But are you really working on the things that move the needle? Productivity and going fast has nothing to do with results and outcome. And that's what I want to show you today. And some of the, today and in this course is how to be productive, but actually productive in the things that move the needle and can take your life where you want to be. Because if not, you land at that wage trend and you go, how come the 1% are making all this? I'm working so hard, so fast. I'm running on this treadmill number 12. On 12, why am I not up there? And in some cases, you're just missing the dots. You're missing the accelerated success formula. And that's what this course is all about. So number one, productivity does not equal progress, results, or the life you want. But when you know how to be productive in the right way, that's when the world shifts. Number two is the second shift is money is not evil. I really want to share that because I think it's really important for you to get that out of your mind, because I met so many people that their underlying fear is that money is evil or doesn't bring happiness. And they're actually like, it's like, could you imagine being at a therapist? Think about this. You're at a therapist and you're sitting on one couch and money is on the other couch and your therapist is moderating in between. And you say to the therapist, I don't like that. I think that's evil. I don't want to take too much of it. But simultaneously, I want more of it because I want to live into my full purpose. I want to take care of my family. I want to donate to charity. The therapist would be like, wait a minute. Is it evil and you hate it and you want to push it away and break up with it? Or do you want more of it in your life so you can help other people and help yourself? I'm confused. Get clear. And that's how most of us are. We're kind of got this push-pull relationship with money. It's evil. I shouldn't do it. Oh my God, I need it if I'm going to get the time and freedom I want in my life. I want to bust that right now. Right? Money is not evil. Money, when you produce revenue ethically, and then you do the right thing with the money, that's how the world grows. That's how the world changes. When somebody says money can't buy happiness, I say you haven't given enough away yet. Think about that. On Tony's birthday, Tony Robbins' 60th birthday, he wouldn't just have a regular birthday party, of course. He had to make it about giving back. So his wife through this and the team threw this amazing party for them. And Tony made the whole thing about Operation Underground Railroad. So many kids in slavery now, I had no idea at the depth of it. Tony always told me, but this party was all about making awareness and all of us donating the best we could to help out. Cause like every $2,000 helps save a child, right? So I just wanna tell you, my wife and I, she was 9 months pregnant. We go to Tony's party and we're in and we're immersed in this and we see what's going on in the world. And we stood up that night and my wife and I donated $500,000 that night. Just got in the moment. And I want to tell you, we went back to the hotel room after. And listen, for what's going on, it's an absolute tragedy. And I hope our collectiveness shifts it. But we felt so good that we were able to do that. And I want to tell you what it did. Not only did it inspire us, not only did it make us feel emotional, I want to do more next year. Since then, I've added another $100,000 in 2020. You know, in the year previous year. This year, I'm busting those numbers. I'm gonna work harder and faster because I wanna give that away. We built a school in Africa this year, and I'm so excited about that school. We'll be there for 50 or 100 years, helping this little community that never had a school, right? We're passing 10 million meals through Feeding America. I'm not saying I'm in business just for that, but it's a big component. And when I have the ability to do that, oh my God, it feels amazing. I retired both my parents. I retired my mom in my 20s, my dad in my 30s. I love being able to support them. They worked their asses off their whole lives and they didn't have an opportunity to grow. I get to do that for them. Right? I have an incredible team. We get to employ lots of people. We get to impact people around the world. Right? I get to make sure my kids have quality health insurance and all the other things. We have to get rid of that vision that money is evil when it's not. It depends on what you do with it. If you make money by selling drugs or alcohol to an alcoholic or gambling to a person with a gambling problem, yeah, that's not so cool. But when you can ethically create value and have the opportunity to distribute that and hire more people and maybe pay more people or do more fun things that fuel the economy to contribute to your church or people in need or something close to your heart to get your husband out of a job that's been killing him, then money is not evil. And I just wanted to, help you make that shift. I wanted to help you make that shift because in most cases, most of you watching have the ability to create more revenue in your life by positively impacting other people, whether that's through a course, a training, your company you work with, network marketing. You have the opportunity to help others and create that value and distribute it back. Okay, number three, the third shift is small shifts equal big results. Now, I talked about that earlier, that the little things aren't the big things. The little things are everything. A dear friend of mine, Randy Garn, shared that, and it just always stuck with me. And I want to go deeper on that here, because so many times we're thinking that there's this magical shift. It's something big. We have to change everything. And when we finally change it, when I stick to that resolution, when I just hold on for dear life and I finally become a better version of me, when I finally focus more, when I finally start reading more, when I finally do this, then everything will be great. And that's not just the way it's not the way it works. It's just not the way it works. It's these little tiny shifts. And that's really, let me just be frank here for a moment. That's really what personal development is all about. It's really what success habits are all about. Shifting your mindset. It's what it's all about. It's these little tiny shifts that you start implementing in your life, and then all of a sudden they become a pattern. They become a habit. They become a new framework. When the information goes in, it doesn't digest the same way. It doesn't go through and go, oh my God, this is crazy. Why the hell are we doing that? We're not qualified. It's like, oh, I feel a little uneasy. Time to learn. Time to move forward. Time to take uncomfortable action. When you see an obstacle, you go towards it, not run away from it. When the old belief that someone else gave you pops in your head, you go, oh my God, that was my mom. Love you, Mom, but I'm not listening because I don't like the results it got you. That's why these small things are the big things. I got to tell you a little story that I've told for years, and I came up with it on stage once, but I just wanted to come up with an analogy about how this course can shift your world. Because it's one little piece at a time. You know, a lot of times when people set their one-year resolutions or their goals, they set these big crazy shifts, and when they don't happen, they just fall right back to who they were. But if you know what Kaizen is, right? Kaizen is the art of one subtle shift at a time, one small piece at a time, right? Kaizen is what the Japanese adapted for their culture after World War II. They knew that they couldn't rebuild overnight, so they had to do one small step at a time. It's like, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. Not that I hope nobody's eating elephants, but that's just, how do you run a 1,000-mile race? One step at a time. How do you adapt a next level mindset? Listen, I don't want you to think I'm talking to you like you're five and you don't know any of these principles and then Dean is the Messiah just helping. No, that's not me. I'm not that guy. What I hope you realize is I want to fine tune what you already know. I want you to maybe hear it like you've never heard it before. I want you to implement today like you've never implemented before. I want you to put such importance on these little shifts that they become a part of you, that over time they become your habit. Some of these habits took me years. Some of them took a moment. And that's what I want you to look, that's the lens I want you to look through today, right? Is how can I start bringing these small shifts? So think about this. Think of a farmer gets up every day and he gets his tractor and he's got cows out in the field a mile away, right? And every day he gets in his tractor and he takes the hay and he puts it on the back and he drives 1 mile out into the field to feed the cows. Let's say he did it every morning at 6 a.m. If he did that enough, what will eventually happen, right? If you've ever been on a farm, the dirt roads have what? They have ruts in them, right? If you have ruts, right? Doesn't mean he's in a rut, but you have ruts. If that farmer did that long enough, what could he do sometimes? He could get up. He could put the hay on the back of the tractor. He could start the tractor, put it in gear, and then let go of the wheel. Because that wheel will stay in that same path and bring him right out to where the cows are, right? And isn't that sometimes what happens in our lives? We are in our own rut. Again, doesn't mean your life is in a rut, but we have our path. And what happens is we are in this path. Jesse, I see you shaking your head. Like, we are in this path, right? And all of a sudden, while we're in this path, we're looking at all the other things we wish we were doing. Oh my God, I should start that company. I should scale that business. It's time for me to get real love in my life. I finally got to get in that best shape. I want to feel great in my 50s. God damn it, I want to. But we're in this rut. We let go of the wheel and we're looking all around expecting we're going to go there. It's not. We've been doing the same thing for so long, unconsciously, a hypnotic rhythm over and over again, that we're not in control because we let go of the wheel. Have you let go of the wheel of your life? Have you? Have you let go of the wheel? Doesn't mean life is horrible, but you're doing the same thing, wishing for these other things. This is Kaizen, and this is the point I want to make with you today with number three shift of the shift number three is the small shifts. Is you don't have to be the farmer and get in and go, screw that, I'm not going out in that field, I'm going to another field, let me turn and go over here. You don't have to do that, because if you're driving a mile out to the field, what if the farmer literally got on his tractor, I know someone said I'm a farmer, what if a farmer got on their tractor and just turned the wheel a quarter of an inch? Just, oop. Today you make one habit, tomorrow another habit, a month from now another habit. But what if you just did one shift, one shift? The farmer gets on, starts it, puts the hay on, and turns the wheel of a quarter of an inch. You know, a couple hundred feet out, he might be a little bit off the path. But what happens when he's a quarter of a mile out? What happens when he's a half a mile out? What happens when he's a mile out? If you turn the wheel a quarter of an inch here, a mile out, he's not even going to see where he used to be. He can't see the old road. He can't even see the cows. He's in a completely different world. He navigated new territory, and he only turned the inch, only turned the wheel a quarter of an inch. I'm encouraging you to all turn the wheel a quarter of an inch today, because you've tried the 180. You've tried to make the whole wheel, do everything, be better, be perfect, get it all done, perfect life, health, wife, family, husband, money, income. And what happens? What happens when you try to deal the wheel too much? You just go right back into the rut, and you let go of the wheel and go, oh, whoo, at least I'm back. Whoo, whoo. And think about this. Sometimes if the ruts are so deep, how can it be? You guys ever have a car in a rut and try to steer out of it? It's like hard to get out, right? Sometimes that first quarter of an inch is the hardest, because you got to bounce up out of the ruts. But once you do, then you're on a new path. That little shift. And then once you learn one, as a farmer, as anyone, someone in life, once you have the nerve to turn the wheel a quarter of an inch and you're a couple hundred feet out, a quarter of a mile out, then you could look around and go, oh wow, I want to explore that. I want to get back into yoga, meditation, and find inner soul and align myself in a way I've never have. I'm going to steer towards that. You know, it's about time I bring intimacy back in my relationship. I'm going to steer toward that. I'm not going to be afraid to start my business anymore. I'm not going to care what my family thinks about me. I'm not going to feel like an imposter. I'm going after what my dreams are, and I'm doing it, and I'm burning the boats. Let me steer over there. But it takes the first quarter of an inch, that small little shift, before you get to experience and enjoy the other pieces. Does that make sense? Who's up? Let me see in the chat for those of you that are live today, those of you that are watching the course. Write down right now, are you ready to make that small shift? Can you shift your mindset, your success habits, in a way that's Kaizen, one little piece at a time? And I know we all can. Jim Rohn, I love Jim Rohn. He says, successful people do what unsuccessful people are not willing to do. Don't wish it were easier. Wish you were better. Oh my God, I love that quote from Jim Rohn. And I said, don't let go of the wheel. As we're evolving, this silly little farmer story sticks with me all the time. It sticks with me all the time because I always say to myself, am I let go on the wheel? Like, did I get to another level and I found just a new rut? Sometimes we replace, you know, a rut, you know, the path, and we upgrade, but then we just create a new path. All I know is we feel the most alive when we are growing. Who in the chat here again, and if you're at home right now watching this, watching the course, write it down. When do you feel the most alive? Do you feel the most alive when you're just hanging, chilling, when you're coasting? Or do you feel the most alive when you're growing, when you're taking uncomfortable action, when you're doing things that you've never done before? They're nervous. They give you butterflies. But when you're doing something scary, Anna and Scott and Cynthia, when you're growing, or those of you at home watching this right now, when you're growing is when you feel the most alive. And even when it's scary on the other side of this, when you feel the best. Now, we just went through a couple levels here. We went through number one is productivity does not equal income, happiness, or joy. Just being busy means you're on a hamster wheel. We need to be productive in a way that moves the needle, right? We realize that money is not evil. We got to get rid of that belief. I don't care if you want to give it all away. If God gave you the ability to learn from this, to run a company, start a company, do your own thing and make money, take care of you. Put your life preserver on first, right? Put your oxygen mask on first and then take care of the people you love and then take care of the world. Get your mission, get whatever you want straight. But money's not evil. We talked about small shifts. It's the small shifts that change the world. It's the small hinges that swing a big door. It's Kaizen. It's turning the wheel a quarter of an inch. Now we're going to get really deep. Now we're going to do an exercise that's really impacted my life in a huge way. It's changed my life. It's something I do on a regular basis. And we're going to do it here together today. And that first step is getting really honest with where you are right now. Right? Getting really honest with where you really are. Think about this. This is what I call the clarity tool. When people tell me, I don't have time. I need a time management product. I need to know how to get, I wish I had 48 hours a day. Some people say, I wish I had a twin. I wish I could clone myself. When I hear that, you would think that a time management tool could help you, and it won't. When I hear that, I already know. I've been an entrepreneur for 33 years. I already know it's lack of clarity. It means that you're saying yes to certain things that don't serve you. And you're saying no to the things that could actually drive your life in a new direction. You don't have clarity on where you want to go. You don't have clarity on what you got to stop doing. And this tool is the perfect tool to start off this training in module one, to anchor in the clarity of your next level. Because listen, think about it. Can you get anywhere in life if you don't have the roadmap to get there? Think about that. You could be in the fastest car in the world. You could be in a Lamborghini, Ferrari. I don't know. I don't have either one of those. That's not my thing, but I know they're fast, or at least they look really fast, even though I think my Tesla was probably faster. But it doesn't matter how fast your car is. If you don't have GPS, are you really getting anywhere? You could be driving faster than anyone around. But what if you're going in circles? What if you're getting lost? What if you're on a back road? What if you're going north instead of south? You can go 200 miles an hour north. If you got to go south, it ain't happening. If you're driving east trying to catch the sunset, you got big troubles, right? So this clarity tool is something I do on a regular basis, like regular, at least 4 times a year. So I don't care if you've ever done it before or have never done it. We're going to do it together right here, right now. And I'm going to encourage you. This is not about going to the gym once. This is not about doing this tool and thinking it'll change your life. This is about revisiting this on a regular basis. This is about making this a part of your life. Those of you in VIP, you'll get to keep this course forever. Revisit this. Do it again, over and over. Do it once a week. Do it once a month. Do it once a quarter. Whatever it takes. I do it at least 4 times a year. So we're going to start with getting really honest on where you are. So here's what I want to share. All change starts with being honest. You know, a lot of times I'll see people, and this is no, again, I just want to, as you can see, I talk and share it like it is. There's a lot of people who will say, I could tell they're not happy, they're not living in their full potential, but they know how to practice gratitude, which we all should. And I'll meet people and they go, you know, I'm good, I'm blessed. And so many times I'll see people like, I could see like their words are saying one thing, but their mannerisms are something else, right? They're like, I'm blessed. I have this amazing family and people who love me. And then sometimes I should be so blessed. Stop lying to yourself. Of course you're blessed. We're all blessed. We're alive. We're here. We got to experience another day. That's enough to be grateful and blessed. But it doesn't mean God, the universe, whatever you believe in, didn't give you another level. You're a 7 speed and you're only on speed 3. You need to see what it's like to be 4, 5, 6, and 7, right? So how do you move in life is to be honest with where you are. Yes, you're blessed, but are you living into your full potential? Most likely not. And it's okay to be disturbed. Be disturbed with where you are. You know, I did an interview with Larry King, And the opening line that Larry said direct to camera was so cool. It sticks with me forever. And him and I talked about it before, but it's something that I think is going down in history is like something I'll always remember. Larry King looked at the camera and he said, "Have you ever in your adult life looked in the mirror and thought to yourself, wow, I thought I'd be further ahead by now?" Let that sink in for a second. Let that sink in for a second, right? And being honest, listen, you could be here because, again, back's against the wall. You've tried other things, didn't work. You could be here because you've been trying in the business you're in and just not getting off the ground. You could be here because you're dying to launch that business and it's time and you're doing whatever it takes in 2021. You could be here because it's time to make more money to take care of people. You could be here because you want more happiness, joy, abundance in your life. You want to get in better shape. You want to just feel more alive. You want to light that relationship up you have. You just want to take these habits and go to that full potential. I don't know why you're here, but don't just cover it with being grateful and being blessed. Get disturbed. Listen, all I know is that we will make stronger decisions running away from pain than we will to run towards pleasure, right? Think about this. If I said to you, hey, let's start a business. If it works, we could make $1 million each. Man, that's exciting, $1 million. But if it doesn't, I need to drain every dollar you have out of all your bank accounts. And you're like, whoa, 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 wait a minute. The excitement of the gain was cool, but the fear of loss, hell no, I'm not doing that, right? That's the way our brain is designed. Remember, we make decisions, and you guys can write this down. We make decisions for two reasons. We either want to move away from something painful, right? You guys have heard this, but I'm reminding you. Or we want to move towards something pleasurable. That's all decisions in life. We make decisions to move away from pain or move towards pleasure. Are you moving away from a job you don't like, away from a relationship that you want to fix, away from not enough time in your life, moving away from something upsetting, moving away because you got out of a bad relationship, moving away because you got out of bad shape, and you want to move away from feeling bad, move away from being broke, move away from not having time, move away from your thoughts getting in your head and just messing with you? The other half of you, that's half of you. It's been like that since ever. The other half of you are here because life's not that bad. You're not in a big rut. You might be in a pattern, but you're not in a rut. But you know there's another level. You know God, the universe, whatever you believe in, designed you for more. And you're here because you want that more. So some of you are moving away. So do me a favor, write in the chat, or if at home, write it down. Are you moving away from something while you're here? Or are you moving towards? Write it down in the chat, away or towards. And some of you, I love people saying both. Some of you want to get away from this pain and then move towards the pleasure. But you got to do one step at a time. Think about the initial reason that you're here. Not where you want to go. You're here because you're either, life's okay, I'm going to the top of the hill, or I'm in a rut, I'm getting out of here, I'm moving away. Look at towards, away. And I would bet to say you at home, no matter when you're watching this course, it's 50-50, and that's okay. This is for both. But that's why we need to be honest. Either way, you just admitted that something's not right in your life. If everything was perfect, you'd be doing something different besides listening to me and working with me. So here's what I'd love for you to do. I'd love for you to be really honest right now. Where are you in your life? Through complete honesty. That's where we start. Think of it this way. This is our GPS. We're creating GPS together today. And we want to put the dot, right? You can't know where you want to go until you understand where you're currently at, right? So we're going to put a pin in where we are. Like our GPS, we're dropping the pin. I want to move out of this job. I want to start my own thing. I'm frustrated that I haven't been further ahead than I am right now. I got all the tactics, but I'm scared. I feel like I'm an imposter. I need to make more money. I want to have a better relationship. And we're going to take a moment here and do this exercise. The first tool in the clarity tool, when you're dirt honest with yourself, what do you really want? Like, what is it that you want out of life when you really, dirt honest, like at the core of you, what do you really want? Right? We talked about these things at a home. That's what I love that. And to matter. If you guys put it in the chat, if you're here, if you're at home and on the chat, either if you're watching us live while we film this course or you're listening to this course, it's time to do this tool. We're going to take a few minute break here and give you the time to do this. Remember, I don't care if you've ever done this before or never done it before. These are the little things that are the big things. If you are not clear on where you want to go in life, you will spend your entire life avoiding potholes in the road rather than driving to your destination. It's a habit. It's the way that our subconscious is designed. Our subconscious is programmed to focus on what's wrong and try to overcome it. Our program, we are designed. Okay, you ready for this? We are designed. I believe this with all of me. You guys might have better proof. We are designed to play goalie. We are designed to protect, not go out and grab the ball and try to score down the other end of the field. When the world shifts like it has recently, we can tend to fall back into the goal and just wait until someone, oh my God, here comes, let me stop this, let me protect, let me stop. You can't win the game of life, abundance, joy, happiness, income by playing goalie only. Do you have to protect? Yes, but you have to get out on the field and go down, and you have to score against the other opponent, or you have to score in life to win. This is how we get to win. So I don't be one of those. I don't know. I've been blessed to have more success than ever. And I'm still a student. I still learn all the time. I just did a mastermind 5 days ago now with friends that came in. And all I did is ask questions like I was young and dumb. Because that's how we grow. That's how we learn. Don't be one of those that say, I'll do this exercise later. No big deal. You came here. Pretend you paid 10 grand to be here. And do this exercise. When I've had masterminds where people spent six figures to be there. Believe me, every exercise, no matter what, they're like, I spent six figures to be here. What is it, Dean? What do you want me to do? And then sometimes when you let people do things for free, they don't pay attention. It's like, I'll do this later. Get to the good stuff. This is the good stuff. So on this clarity tool, number one, it's like, if you're really honest with yourself, what do you really want? Why are you here? Why are you here, right? Number two on this sheet is, you can fill this out now, or you can do it any time. But number two is, where are you with your health? Maybe you just want to focus on one today. We have your finances, your relationships with your business, other areas of your life that matter to you. So what I want to do right now, let's do this exercise, the clarity tool on being honest, your current status. Tell the truth.